Well, let's see if we can make some sense of what the Federal Reserve... Now, don't you dare turn your radios off when you hear Federal Reserve. Are you going to buy a car, buy a home, roll over a CD, invest in your 401k and things like that? Boom. Then you better listen to what we're talking about. Our guest is Doug Roberts. He serves as the managing principal for the Channel Capital Research Institute. He's a contributor to our friends at AOL, Money and Finance, Marty Moe and all that gang, and is frequently called upon by the media as an expert on the Federal Reserve Bank. Doug, is there such a thing as an expert on the Federal Reserve Bank?
I'm not really sure, but shall we say it's an obsession with me, Ken.
Exactly right. In fact, I may just say before I forget, don't forget, everybody, when we're finished at the end of the program, go to followthefed.com, which is Doug's website, which we'll tell you again. Okay.
All right, Doug, some of your materials iterate the fact that many investors are learning the hard way, and that is that most mutual funds do not beat the S&P 500, which is why Jack Bogle, who really came up with the idea of index funds many years ago, has become a hero to a lot of investors. But if I'm going to track the S&P 500 and not pay attention to the Fed and what they're doing with interest rates, I could lose money too, couldn't I?
Well, not just lose money, but actually you're giving up a significant opportunity, Daria. There are other indexes that can beat the S&P 500. Smaller cap stocks have been able to beat the S&P. The problem is nobody's been able to figure out why, and it comes in really short amounts of time. So you can be underperforming for a while, as we've seen actually in the 90s. The 90s large cap, the S&P was hard to beat, but just when you decided to dump your small caps to get into the S&P around 2000, small cap stocks had been on a tear. I wanted to find out the reason why this was occurring, and what I found out is it was the Federal Reserve that was causing this.
So, tell us a little bit more, Doug, about that.
Well, it's a pretty simple concept. If you think of small cap stocks, the biggest problem that they have is raising money.
Doug, I'm going to stop you by saying small cap, everybody. We're talking small capitalization, which would mean, just so people know across America, Doug, and what is a small, what small cap means small capitalization, but how small is small by definition, Doug?
Small cap just means smaller. It can be like $1 billion or below.
It's not $55 or less.
We're not talking GM or Ford or GE.
No, we're talking we're talking something that maybe you're familiar with, a smaller company, but that isn't really known to everybody.
Got you covered.
Right.
Okay, go from there. Good, Doug.
They have a hard time raising money. Now, we know that the Fed controls money and credit for the entire country and also largely for part of the world. So when the Fed turns on that faucet where they're injecting a lot of liquidity into the economy, then these small cap companies, which have been starved of capital, suddenly have the money to grow, invest, grow the company, and that's when the outperformance really occurs. If you look over the last 5 or 6 years, small caps have predominated primarily because they've had access to capital. The Fed, after 9/11, wanted to give a lot of money to the economy to prevent it from going into the recession, and a byproduct of that was that small caps were outperforming. And if you can get
Doug, let me interrupt you very briefly, because if liquidity and the ability to borrow money puts small capitalization stocks on a tear at certain periods, depending on what the Fed's doing, why wouldn't it make the large cap, the S&P 500 members, do even better?
Well, Daria, that's a really good question and astute point. Large cap companies, just because of their size, GE cannot move particularly quickly. A smaller cap company can change its direction. They see an opportunity, they can jump on it. GE, it's kind of like trying to move a battleship versus a PT boat. So what happens is smaller cap companies, by the nature of who they are, can move quicker and adapt to the situation faster.
So you see a bigger bloom in those companies when there's a loosening of interest rates.
Where are we now, Doug? Where are we in that credit loosening cycle, Doug? As people evaluate their 403Bs, their holdings in the mutual funds and 401Ks, and even individual ones, where are we in that piece, Doug Roberts?
Well, according to our standard model at followthefed.com, we're actually leaning more toward large cap stocks right now. The small cap stock bloom is somewhat over unless things change at the Fed. So actually, it's time really more to, according to our standard model, to go more into large cap stocks.
Now, when we're talking sort of a macro sense. That doesn't mean every large cap stock is to be purchased,
no,
Doug. What you're saying is it's a category.
We're talking about it as the average, and actually, we're not stock pickers. I recommend using a mutual fund, particularly an index fund, to take advantage of this, because the average person doesn't want to, you know, doesn't want to take advantage of that stock risk that they have, that, you know, one stock is going to blow up, or only have a few that, you know, they can get hammered this way. The best way for us is to really get into a broad-based fund.
Give me a reason to go to followthefed.com, Doug Roberts.
Well, we kind of talked to you about this, this small, large anomaly, and that can add up to 2% above the S&P over a long period of time, 2% or more. Some of our proprietary strategies can add even more to that. And what happens is it goes back to what Daria talked about, which is the power of compounding. You know, 12%, let's say, versus 10% for the S&P doesn't sound like a lot, or even 15% for some of our more advanced strategies. But over 10 to 20 years, they can make a huge difference in your portfolio.
Now, learn more about it from our guest, Doug Roberts, by visiting the website followthefed.com.
I'm going to check back with him.
Followthefed.com. Doug, great talking
with
you. We will get you back again.
Great talking with both of you as well.
Good stuff. Thanks, Doug. Interesting stuff. We'll do that again for sure. Speaking again, join us again with the Dolans.